Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, this is Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Energy density and nutrient density are two phrases that get tossed around a lot in conversations about food and nutrition. And both of these are really important concepts to understand, but they describe completely different aspects or dimensions of food. So today we're going to explore the differences between them and how you can use them to choose the right foods for your goals. But first, I had a question from Lena, who wrote, "There are many collagen products on the market, and I want to know if taking collagen of any kind can actually help improve my skin, nails, hair, and joints, or if I'm just wasting my money. And also, what about the collagen boosters for people who are vegan? Do these products actually help your body produce its own collagen?" Lena, I'm so glad you asked, and you're certainly not the only one. I get this question all the time. Collagen is a protein, and it's only found in foods or supplements that come from animals. Thus, the emergence of collagen-boosting supplements for vegans who can't take collagen itself. Collagen is a structural protein, meaning that it's mostly used to build the scaffolding, bones, cartilage, tendons, ligaments, skin, and so on, that contains all of our juicy bits, you know, our blood, nerves, organs, and so forth. We get collagen from foods, in particular, things like chicken or beef stock, more fashionably known as bone broth, and of course, we can also get it from supplements. Now, one of the unusual things about collagen protein is that it is not a complete protein, which most animal proteins are. So, as a protein source, it's not as high in quality as most other animal proteins. Taking collagen as a protein supplement doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. If you're willing to use an animal-based protein, you'd get a lot more benefit, often at a much lower cost, from a protein supplement made from whey or eggs. Now, because collagen is such a big part of skin, hair, nails, and joints, collagen supplements are also sold as a way to improve the health of those tissues, perhaps reducing joint pain, plumping up your cheeks, or making your hair or your nails stronger. And it is true we tend to produce less collagen as we age. Also, environmental factors such as UV damage from the sun can further speed the loss of collagen, resulting in things like achy joints and wrinkles and thinning skin. But another unusual thing about collagen is that it's a very large protein molecule made up of lots and lots of amino acids strung together. It's so large, in fact, that it really can't be absorbed into the bloodstream as is. During digestion, it's chopped up into lots of smaller pieces called peptides. So simply taking a collagen supplement is not necessarily going to deliver more collagen to your skin or your joints or your nails. Your body would first have to reassemble those peptides and amino acids back into those longer strands of collagen. But here's the thing. The decrease in collagen production as we age is not necessarily due to a shortage of those raw materials. It has more to do with the genetic program that unspools as we get older. Simply providing more of the raw materials in the form of collagen peptides or other nutrients that are involved in collagen production, those so-called collagen boosters, isn't necessarily going to increase collagen synthesis. Picture a factory in which the workers are all getting a little bit older and they're moving more slowly. And as a result, they are able to produce fewer widgets per shift. Well, dumping more and more raw materials into that factory is not going to make those aging workers work any faster. Many of you are old enough or maybe sufficiently into antique sitcoms to remember the famous I Love Lucy episode in the candy factory. And if you're not, you owe it to yourself to look it up on YouTube. But that's essentially what we're talking about here. Now, that said, there have been a couple of small studies showing that collagen supplements resulted in measurable improvements in skin plumpness or elasticity. Now, first, I just want to say that something that is measurable with scientific instruments may not actually be visible in the bathroom mirror. But it is also possible that additional protein that you'd get from collagen supplements, or maybe even just the additional water that you're drinking with them, could have some beneficial effects on the skin. Personally, though, I think the money that you could spend on collagen supplements would probably be better spent on a good quality moisturizer, which helps hold moisture in the skin, also sunscreen, which protects the collagen from destruction by UV rays, and a nutrient-dense diet, which is going to supply those raw materials for your body's collagen-producing factory. And that brings us to our main topic, nutrient density and energy density. According to a 2020 report from the EPA, nearly half the population are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. And guess what? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. And that's why a lot of people have started using air filters in their homes to filter contaminants and allergens out of the air so your lungs don't have to. You've probably heard of HEPA filters, but AirDoctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. I also really appreciate the whisper quiet fans that are 30% quieter than those found in ordinary air purifiers. AirDoctor comes with a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee so that if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DIVA. Depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. Unlock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code DIVA. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula for when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea. Totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, you put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor, because you know the bigger the fight, the better the reward. Medela, the mark of the fight. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nutrient density refers to how much nutrition a food provides per calorie. So if a food is high in nutrients but low in calories, we say that it is very nutrient dense. But obviously, terms like high in nutrients, or for that matter, low in calories, are relative. And nutrient density is most useful as a way to compare two foods. So if a food provides more nutrition for the same amount of calories, or the same nutrition for fewer calories, then we say that that is a more nutrient-dense food. Let me give you a couple of examples. A glass of orange juice has about the same number of calories as a glass of soda, but the juice contains more nutrients. Therefore, the juice is more nutrient-dense than the soda. But a glass of tomato juice has about the same nutritional value as the glass of orange juice, but only about half the calories, making tomato juice more nutrient-dense than orange juice. Now, comparing the nutrient density of foods can get a little tricky. One food might have lots of vitamin C, while another might be high in folic acid. So can we say that one is more nutritious than the other? Not really. Over the years, a handful of systems or algorithms have been devised to measure nutrient density. NuVal is one that you might remember. It was adopted by a lot of large grocery chains in the U.S., but it was discontinued in about 2017. Guiding Stars is probably the most widely used system in U.S. grocery stores today. Nutri-Score will be more familiar to my European listeners. And then there's the Food Compass, which I profiled in episode number 642. It was recently proposed as a way to measure both nutrient quality as well as things like the degree of processing. So most nutrient density scores take into account a broad range of nutrients, and they adjust the scores so that a food that is reasonably high in a variety of nutrients will rank higher than a food that's very high in just one or two nutrients. And some systems also subtract points if a food is high in undesirable elements, such as sodium, sugar, or saturated fat. Although all of the different systems have their strengths and weaknesses, the goal is to make it easier for you to choose foods that deliver more nutrition for the calories. And in my opinion, these systems work best when they're used to compare similar items, such as various breakfast cereals. They're not as helpful if you're trying to compare dissimilar items like soup and dried fruit, for example. But in a nutshell, the more nutrient dense your food choices are, the more nutrients you're going to be taking in over the course of the day. And if you are restricting your calorie intake, it's even more important to choose nutrient dense foods because you just have fewer calories to work with. Now, energy density, on the other hand, describes how many calories a food has relative to its size or weight. So this is a completely different metric. A cup of grapes has about 100 calories, and a cup of raisins has about 400 calories. So we say that raisins are more energy dense than grapes. A tablespoon of butter has about 100 calories, while a tablespoon of light cream cheese has only 30 calories. So butter is more energy dense than the light cream cheese. As a rule, foods that are higher in water, such as fresh fruits and vegetables, and or lower in fat, such as reduced fat dairy products, have a lower energy density than foods that are lower in water or higher in fat. And by choosing foods with lower energy density, you'll get a bigger serving for the same or fewer calories. So if you're trying to lose weight, those foods are going to be able to help you cut some calories without feeling quite so hungry. In other situations, however, foods with high energy density may be exactly what you're looking for. Athletes, hikers, and astronauts might want foods that deliver the maximum number of calories in the smallest possible package. If you're struggling to gain weight, and yes, there are people who do, energy-dense foods such as dried fruit, nuts, and avocados can help you increase your calorie intake without overfilling your stomach. And finally, it's important to remember that energy density doesn't take the nutritional value or the nutrient density into account at all. A tablespoon of peanut butter has about 100 calories, while a tablespoon of jelly has only 50. So peanut butter is a lot more energy dense than jelly, but it's also a lot more nutrient dense. And you know, even if you are trying to cut calories, I think you'd be better off choosing the peanut butter and finding another place to save those 50 calories. Because nutrient density takes both nutrition and energy or calories into account, it's probably a better guide to overall nutrition. But understanding energy density can also be really useful if you're trying to minimize or maximize your caloric intake. You might find it helpful to think of foods in four categories. You have foods that are high in nutrients but low in calories, foods that are low in nutrients but high in calories, foods that are high in both, and foods that are low in both. And in fact, I've created a grid for you that lists foods in those four categories, and you'll find a link to that in the show notes for today's episode or by going to nutritionovereasy.com and searching the blog for the keyword density. Thanks for listening today, and I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast. It's called The Change Academy, where Brock Armstrong and I explore the art and science of behavior change. You can find it on all the major podcast platforms, so whatever app you're using right now to listen to me, just head up to that search bar and type in Change Academy. If you have a comment or a question that you'd like me to answer in a future episode of the Nutrition Diva podcast, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. And you can also leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. And thanks also to Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, Davina Tomlin, and Cameron Lacey. And thanks to you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow and Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.